Taylor Swift took on Apple over the weekend, and she won. Apple is launching a new music streaming service at the end of June, and it's offering users a free 3-month trial. During that window, the company had planned to pay artists nothing, as in zero, for their streamed songs. And that's when the pop star stepped in. NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
On Saturday, Taylor Swift took to her Tumblr blog and called the move by Apple shocking, disappointing. She wrote, "We don't ask for free iPhones." To protest Apple Music's move to not pay artists, producers, and writers, she said the company would not be allowed to stream her new album, 1989, which includes top Billboard songs like this one, Bad Blood. And in response, the giant folded. Late last night, executive Eddie Q tweeted out, "Apple Music will pay artists for streaming, even during customers' free trial period. We hear you, at TaylorSwift13 and indie artists. Love, Apple." And so ends some bad blood.
And all props to Taylor Swift for pulling this off.
Casey Ray is CEO of the Future of Music Coalition.
It is really, really remarkable that she was able to influence Apple to change a fundamental business decision.
Many small independent labels were making the same point. Spotify, the music streaming incumbent, also has a free version. But even in that free version, artists get paid. Spotify uses advertising revenue. Ray says Apple was regressing, cutting off payments to artists who were already shortchanged. And he criticizes the major labels who signed up for the deal.
I hope that they understand that they also have to start making the right decisions by artists and standing up for them when necessary. You know, if we didn't have Taylor Swift, who would have stood up?
Even if the major labels don't understand, music industry veteran Jeremy Silver with Media Clarity says artists have a new window of opportunity. As tech companies battle each other, they're giving the talent some leverage.
And the competition to have the first hearing of a new album by a particular band, the first opportunity to buy the signed poster by a particular band, all of those kinds of things are going to become even more powerful than they were before.
Apple, Spotify, Pandora, and others aren't just vying for users. If the goal is to bring fans and artists close, the music streaming services have to court both sides. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.